We got to talk about what's going on in the news and in media, and especially nationally, because we just talked to Dr. Harbin about COVID-19 and the vaccines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we have a situation in media that is going across the board. People like to pick and choose what they talk about, especially you have some talking heads that like to take a little something out of context, something someone says, another celebrity out of context, and use it to champion whatever it is that they're trying to do and manipulate their listeners or viewers, right? But you know, here at WDKX, we are always going to give you both sides, and we're going to give you the truth. We're going to make sure we have facts, and we're going to double, triple, quadruple check to make sure that we're giving you the right information.
And if we can, we're going to have the source tell you themselves.
Yep.
Yep. So I came across a couple of articles in the news that are popping up lately, and they are from trusted, verified sources. And they're giving a different side, a different view of what's going on with these hospitalization numbers when it comes to COVID-19, when it comes to vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And they are basically saying that the number of hospitalizations that's happening is misleading, and they are not the quote unquote real numbers, because under whatever the federal rule is for reporting hospitalizations for COVID-19 is anytime you go to the hospital, mm-hmm. I don't care if you have a sniffle, a fever, or you just kind of felt weird. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go get tested for COVID-19. You go to the hospital. Well, what they're finding is that is actually classified as a hospitalization. So you may not be sick. You may just have mild symptoms. They test you. You test positive. Okay, well, you know what? You go home, you quarantine, whatever the case may be, is you stay away from people until you test negative or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still consider that as a hospitalization. So you're not getting the true numbers of who's truly sick and hospitalized, meaning sick, they test positive for COVID-19, they come in, they are on oxygen, they're intubated, or they're in the ICU. That is considered, of course, a hospitalization, but they're also classifying anyone that comes into a hospital and tests positive for COVID-19. You could actually be coming in there for something else, like you severed your finger. You go in there, they got to test you for COVID-19. You test positive for COVID-19. You're in there for COVID-19, not your finger.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right to me. That's a little bit. So when they say new cases isn't there isn't 120 people in the hospital. New cases is that you have a case of coronavirus, or you have COVID-19, but you're home, like, or you got vaccinated and you're not feeling as bad as somebody who is sick, whether they got the vaccine or not, and they're sleeping in a bed in a hospital. I consider that a hospitalization when you there and you ain't leaving.
Right. So under the federal dashboards and how they have it reporting is basically anyone that tests positive for COVID-19, they're considering that a hospitalization when you go to the hospital.
No, wow.
Not when you go to a testing site or something like that.
So I'm not hospitalized for being shot. I'm being hospitalized for having COVID-19.
Right.
Wow.
So what's happening is you test positive for COVID-19. That is okay. So we have 145 cases here. I don't know this. I'm making this number up right now. Just don't take this. So as an example, so we have 145 cases of COVID-19 for Monday. And that is the number of people who tested positive. Now, out of that number that people tested positive, let's say 75 of them went to the hospital. They're feeling okay. They're not hospitalized. They just went to the hospital and got tested. They would consider that.
Okay. Well, if it's really severe, you obviously would have to say, but if they feel as if you can get over it just by quarantining for 14 days or 10 days or however long you had to quarantine, I'd rather people do go home, but that is different than being hospitalized. WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Good morning.